I'll give you 50. Who if I get a 500? Give me 50.
20 and 50.
40 and 50? No, I gave 100 and I've got to get 100.
But why?
Because if I
give... But you want to pay 50.
So I only give you 50. Okay. 50 is 100. I want to be 50. 50. So I just give you 50.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need to pay any more.
$50 out a day.
people that are bad. It's like if I will get AJ's and you, I'm going to throw and then put some houses through.
Twenty. 500.
Okay. Liam, I'm going to buy some houses now that I got 400 and 400 euros. 150, okay, in the hotel. Then I look. Okay, 50, 50, and 50 hotel. Okay, lay on.
Wait a minute, can I see something? Come here, take.
Houses, casualties, hotels, 50 plus 4 houses. So it's hotel 50 plus 4 houses. This is about I only paid a dose out of four, and so now I'll yes, I did, but I wanted to get hotels.
Because I paid for four!
And that's what our hotel come up.
So that means
that 50...
150, Liam.
Oh yes, 150 per house.
I need to,
because 50 and 4 houses,
50, 100, 150,
200.
What do you mean 200?
150.
Maya!
No, Liam, because as each house as the, it's 50 and I buy for 4, and so, 50 and 20, 50, 100, 150. So I pay 150, and I'm not paying anymore. Okay, let's see.
Okay, so are we gonna play then?
Yes.
Okay.
Go first.
So what do I have to do?
Look, you gotta float to number one.
Okay.
And then you gotta avoid that square.
Avoid. All right. Let me review this. All right. So, explain.
I'm gonna tell you something.
What?
And look, when you fail,
When I fail one time. What I need to do, because Samir's been doing all the talking. Blah, 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 blah. Okay.
How come you have 3 chances and we don't?
Well, I shouldn't, right? We should be fair about it.
Okay,
so you tell me.
You have 1 chance. Okay. Like, you have to throw to the first one.
To the first square?
Yes. Max.
Yeah.
Like, avoid it.
Uh-huh.
Jump out, jump. Then, like, oops. Well, I didn't step on it because this is up. The person is stepping on it, and that's I have your foot over it.
Oh, you can have your foot over it, but as long as you're not stepping on it.
Yes.
So you have to avoid
the
lines.
So there you go. Oops, sorry. Just, you gotta. One more minute, you try.
Okay, you're gonna tell me how I'm doing.
Thank you. Okay.
I was there.
no second chances.
I know. Oh, sorry.
Okay. Oh, I saw your foot on what? that line, the middle line in there.
Oh, but it's not on it. Well, yes it is, you do look, Moira.
You're touching it, he is touching it.
You look, I don't know.
You're touching that line, dude.
Okay.
All right.
Your turn.
My turn, all right. Let's see if I get past the first one, huh? Right.
You said.
I did stop.
Right here.
I did not.
Okay. Do whatever you want.
I should go hurry. What's it?
But not so fast. You might not so fast.
Oh.
Well, I didn't do it.
I'm not a kid anymore, am I?
No.
Yeah, not as well as we do.
So you already eat.
Okay, guys, you know what? It's dinner time.
No, you didn't get the smoke to you!
Come on, you guys, it's dinner time, okay?
When I bid, I smoke you. Smoke you.
No, Liam throws on the fourth space as far as I'm concerned.
How will I not play? Fine. Okay, you lost.
No one's losing, no one's winning. We're just gonna win. Liam?
You wanna come with
her? Come on. It's not Christmas.
How do they know that who are there? Who is that? That the people are there? That the people are gonna buy airplane tickets, you mean?
Well, they don't. Sometimes planes go a little empty.
I'll be there.
The people? There's always going to be someone who wants to go on a plane. Yeah. Yeah. Plus, you know what? Maybe if they make a mistake and they put a plane on the wrong day and then almost no one comes, then they go, let's check this day next year and see if almost no one comes. And then if almost no one comes, I think they don't put a plane there. But in Christmas, you need lots of planes. So what would you think you'd like to do for Christmas? Go anywhere, or?
Maybe to go to, but we can't go to California, maybe we can't.
No.
Too expensive, and besides.
Besides what?
Where do you think to where we would go?
Where I think we'd go.
What?
Well, if you asked me where I'd like to go, I did.
Don't you think that I would also like to go?
Where would you like to go?
Well, I don't know. It's just I don't know the options.
You don't know the options?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'd like to go to New York.
Yeah, but too expensive, but something that you want to go and you can.
Well, let's see. I guess I haven't thought about what the options are either.
We can't go to Madrid, guys. That is in.
Well, we could go to Madrid. What do you think about that idea?
For how much days?
For how many days? We could go for a number of days.
How much?
How many? Well, I don't know.
What is the most? I mean.
What's the most? Well, the most is if we took our whole vacation time and we spent it there, but we're not going to do that probably. We would probably be here on the 25th. Hey, Max, snout out. And you have off till the 8th. So the most number of days we could be there, let's see, 6. Well, I don't know, maybe 10.
Marina?
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow there's no school, right?
Right.
For 10 days, right?
No, for 2 days, the weekend.
For 18 days?
Mm-mm. No, but that's Christmas vacation. Now you have school. All next week. So, do you think you want to go to Madrid for 10 days?
I thought it was wrong because then there would be lots of days and we would have music.
Yeah. We miss music. Yeah.
So, we have music.
So, when we actually do have those, actually, you don't have 10 days off, you have 15 days off.
I thought so because last Monday you said 15, now you say 10.
But what I was saying is we would come back a little bit before the end of Christmas vacation.
5 days before.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. What would you think about the idea of spending 10 days in Madrid? No? Why not?
Do you want to go for 10 days to Madrid?
10 days might be a little too much.
Yeah. Sleeping in the bed all the time.
Sleeping on the bed all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's true. The sleeping arrangements are totally comfortable.
I like Howl House better.
Hmm. It's true. But the problem is that Willow's not in our house, and Carter's not in our house, and Olmo's not in our house, and Bella's not in our house. And not even Vicente's not in our house.
I wonder what kind of dog can come here.
Would you like them to come here?
Yes, because only once they came. Once.
Not even they. Only once Kayla came. And you were only 10 weeks old. So you don't even remember that. You didn't even know who Samir was at the time. You didn't even know who you were.
Mm-hmm. Because you didn't pull us our name.
Because what?
You didn't put us our name?
Did I give you a name? Yes, I had given you a name, but you didn't know that weird sound that was Liam, you didn't know that meant you.
Yeah. So how did you make me come to you?
I didn't, because you know why? Because you never left me. You couldn't. You didn't know how to crawl. You didn't know how to walk. You couldn't even drag yourself. You were helpless. You didn't even know how to turn over in bed. If you wanted to be turned over in bed, do you know how you got me to turn you over? Yeah, crying, exactly. Then you figure out, let's see. His diaper's not dirty. He's not hungry. Oh, he must want to be turned over.
He must what?
Wants to be turned over. So, I didn't have to make you come to me. You know how I made you come to me? I grabbed you. Picked you up.
That's so. Did I like it?
Usually. Actually, you cried if I put you down. You didn't really like to sleep in the bed.
Why?
Because you always liked to be held when you were being slept, when you were sleeping. You always had to be sleeping with your head resting on your shoulders.
Oh, tell me what?
Is it hurt, sweetheart?
Yeah.
Well, when you stop eating, if it hurts. Go rest, okay?
Yeah. What did you put this camera on you?
Why? Well, I was going to show something to Papa. What, sweetie? No, we've never missed brushing our teeth after dinner. It's true.
Wait, can I tell you?
Okay, I'll come with you.
Hey, why did you put it on?
Why? Because that is supposed to, I'm going to show that to Papa when he comes home. See the monopoly thingy? Just charging that again. Oh! Is that enough for you, do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Liam and I were talking about Christmas. And I was telling him that we're just not going to go to New York. That it looks really expensive right now. Because planes get really expensive around Christmas.
Because there's lots of snow.
Lots of snow? That could be part of it, yeah, I guess so. The weather's hard to fly in, huh?
And I bet that you have to buy a television, so anyway, you've been doing lots of things. You've been doing this one that will cost about $1,000.
You've been doing what? It cost $1,000?
Well,
to
New York is like $4,000. Uh-huh. Also, what is now, and you know, well, the. Now you have to buy a television and all that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're right, building the wall out there in the yard. Oh, you mean putting the radiators in for the heat? Uh-huh.
You're just making fires, hanging up.
Making fires? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you have to pay for the firewood, I guess, huh? It's true, you have to figure out how you're going to spend your money, what you're going to spend it on. Are you going to spend it on a trip to New York? Or are you going to spend it on putting in some heat in your house or something? Uh-oh. Would you wipe your shirt off with that napkin? So what do you think you'd like to do for Christmas if we don't go to New York?
What else could we do? We can't go to California. That would cost you lots more.
Yeah, plus I don't know if we have enough time really to go to California. And we'll go in the summer.
Because 14 hours.
14 hours on the plane, yeah, it's a lot.
And in this snowy weather. And they can't fall asleep.
Who can't fall asleep?
The people that come on down, and they have to read this internet stuff and they can't go asleep.
Oh, the pilots of the plane, you mean? Oh, yeah. I sure hope they don't go to sleep. I don't want to end up in the ocean, do you?
And anyway, our trip would be more than 14 hours.
Which trip?
The one to California would take more than 14 hours for sure.
Why?
Don't know why.
What?
In this snowy weather, do you think it's going to be easier or to or pass there or how to?
Easier to what?
To pass through the snow or how to? I think it would be in the summer. Or easier to go to the California or how to? Can you tell me?
Taking the weather.
And then for that, I'll take more time so then.
Because of the hot and snowy weather?
Yes, no, that.
Yeah.
Still, the little, most of all.
That's true. I wasn't taking that into account, was I? Didn't think about that. It's true, winter can be difficult to travel in. What happens if there's an ice storm is when you want your plane to take off, huh?
I'm the plane and I don't think it's big,
you mean hail?
Yes.
Falling from the sky?
Yes. Yes. The amount of hail will. That's not good.
No, you don't want hailstones falling on your plane. Well, maybe California's not such a good idea then.
If there's one person that buys a plane, you've got to be a millionaire.
If one person buys a plane, a millionaire? I should think so, Samir, you know.
Because I want more always would take to be a millionaire. And the gasoline is more than I want Rolls-Royce. It costs more than a Rolls-Royce.
Gasoline costs more than a Rolls-Royce for a plane?
Yes, that plane costs more than a Rolls-Royce. Not small.
What costs more than a Rolls-Royce?
The plane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And also, well, it takes me a minute to do a Rolls-Royce. I wouldn't be do it with a plane.
If it takes a millionaire to buy a Rolls-Royce, it would certainly take one to buy a plane. Is that what you're saying? Well, I guess we won't buy a plane then, huh?
And we're not going to rent one.
No, I'm not going to rent
one. We're not going to rent one.
Do the hardest job in the whole wide world is to rent one? You mean because they pay you a lot so you can rent one?
Just to rent one will.
What do you think the hardest job in the whole wide world would be?
Depends.
What?
I don't know how this thing, for example, is walking on the wheel. How don't there is yells out of time. I mean, it takes too long. Well,
how to work on a plane?
Yes.
Oh, how to fly a plane?
Yes. How to fly a plane and not getting asleep.
Not falling asleep.
and they already got done, but...
Yeah, no, if you've already landed, you can fall asleep, I should hope, right?
Yes, but still.
But not when you're in the air.
Driving a Formula One.
A Formula One? What if you fell asleep while you were driving a Formula One car?
But I'm eating in a Carrera because in some car, I was on the Formula One and it takes and you have to drive a day and a night without falling asleep.
Oh, really? There's races where you have to drive a day and a night without falling asleep? That's difficult.
Ask me.
I'm asking you, I guess.
I'm buying a Rolls Royce.
What did you say?
Because like when you buy a Rolls Royce and you have the money, you just want more and more and you will drive really fast and you can end up with a little money.
With a little money?
Yes.
If you drive fast?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you end up with a little money if you drive fast?
Because lots of people that have Rolls Royce go very fast.
Ah.
So they
But does that make you have lose your money if you drive fast? Mm-hmm. That's what I don't understand. I don't get the connection.
Okay. Wouldn't that bring me?
Slow down. I can't understand.
And the police, he said one of those things that tells you how close are you going per hour? Or are you going through 400?
Oh, so if the police use radar and it tells you how many kilometers an hour you're going, like 400, then?
Then we'll. Imagine how much money you'd have to pay.
Wow. If you were going 400 kilometers an hour, you might even go to jail.
Mm-hmm. Oof. And actually, you would have to pay.
Yes, you'd have to pay a fine. Uh-huh. Considerable fine, I should think.
So
that's how they lose their money, huh?
And then you're going to be how to catch them.
Yeah. Maybe they could catch them with a helicopter or something.
Yes, but at how are you going to get them out of that? You're just going to live in there and the cow gets them up and hit the cow. What are you going to put with the car in the helicopter?
Put the car in the helicopter? I don't think so. Well, you could wait till they run out of gas.
What about if you run out of gas as fast?
Well, you'd have to have some friends, okay? You call to your police friends ahead on the road and you say, yo man, this dude that's driving this Rolls Royce is coming through your town. Pick up the chase because I have to stop for gas. And your police friend would say, righto, got it. And so you'd stop for gas, and then your police officer friend would keep chasing after the Rolls Royce guy. That would be a good plan, right? But we still haven't decided what we want to do for Christmas. I mean, we know we don't want to drive a Rolls Royce in a race for Christmas. You have 15 days off from school. What do you want to do in those 15 days? Drive a Rolls Royce so that the police catch you and put you in jail?
No!
What? What do you think?
Play hopscotch.
Play hopscotch? Oh, well, there we go.
It's a fun game, right?
It is a fun game, isn't it?
Especially, but do you know what's a bad thing?
What?
When you went like in the store, when you get big and we enormous, like you want to get more and more and you go do pizza and all that stuff. So, it's hard in your world out.
You get pizza and all that.
And you know what? I'm complaining.
You're complaining?
If that monkey, because you know what?
Oh, the monkey we were throwing
yes,
like the pebble?
I got up to and just run into you.
Do you think it was because of using a pebble and not a Bostic monkey?
No, I didn't use a pebble. Do you notice what I noticed of Tita?
Oh, the chalk erasers.
Yes, it wasn't that, but they didn't have that too, but that, and it was like that end wheel. I have less more practice with that end.
Oh, that makes a difference, of course, you're right. Yeah, if you use a broken chalkboard eraser.
Yes, that's the we light.
Like, that's true. It goes 20 more centimeters than the chalkboard eraser. You're right. The monkey might not be the best thing. Maybe we should find something else to throw instead of a monkey. Plastic monkey. Kind of goes sliding all over the place, doesn't it? So you want to play hopscotch in your vacation?
And I'm also complaining about another show.
You're going to complain about what?
I'm also complaining about another show. I do something up, and when it was going, and I do a little bit there, and it stopped it.
Oh, the tape was sticking up?
Yes, and it stopped it. And I'm complaining because other times that is happening again.
Well, we can just push it down, you know. But you know, Samir, when you play hopscotch on a playground, sometimes, you know, the ground is bumpy or whatever. I mean, nothing's perfect.
Leah.
What, Liam? He's finishing.
Oh,
wait. Can we what? Play? No, and let's not play hopscotch because it's really late.
You can read.
I can read, absolutely. I can read. Why is it getting late? Well, it's 9 o'clock now.
30 more minutes!
30 more minutes for what?
To look
at me. Oh, yeah.
30